So as we receive this light, they're asking us to receive it with joy, because this is about our reunion. This is about our renewal of our understanding of self. Excuse me. So as we will receive our holy advancement, as we will receive our holy endowment. So think of an endowment. It's like you just got blessed with $5 million, or you just got property, or you just inherited the family business. So endowment is like this luxury from heaven that easily unfolds. This is very important that we understand this, because we're all thinking that we got to work hard, we got to suffer, this is going to be lifetimes upon lifetimes. It's easy endowment. So as we will receive this light, as we will choose our highest offering, so this is going to be like the daily message. It's going to be a choice. It's going to be a choice in our favor, but we're learning how to stand out. We're learning how to present. We're learning how to align with our holy establishment. So as we will receive by due proxy. So in other words, we want to understand that this is due us. We don't have to beg. We don't have to borrow and steal. We don't have to pray hours after hours, but we do have to alert ourselves to the right of advancement and get the understanding of our provisions. In other words, we're leaving an old paradigm, and so that old paradigm is going to feel very comfy, even if it's misery, even if it keeps us small, even if it keeps us in fright, it's going to feel familiar. What we're doing is easing our way to excitement, to advancement, into new protocol and direction with delight. So this is about finding new provisions. It's going to feel light. It's going to feel new. It's also, when I say new, they're saying like self-revealing. It's new in terms of our old outcast functionality, but it's returning to our true dominion, returning to our true advancement, returning to our true placement. So as we will receive our holy provisions, as we will receive this upgrade of latitude, so what we're feeling is our advanced status. We're feeling a higher frequency. We're feeling our light, and we're tuning in abroad. So we're coming into higher station, higher placement, higher proximity to our heavenly bliss. Our heavenly bliss is not a location. It's a new arrival. In other words, as we understand who we are in our rightful pleasure, as we understand who we are in our full endorsement, we come to receive the keys to the kingdom. And I literally have this key at our higher heart. So this is where we're unlocking ourselves to our truest placement, to our truest vicinity. So as we will receive in delight, it's allowing that passage to occur. It's allowing ourselves to unfold in our natural rhythm, in our natural lifestyle, in our natural, what would be the word of this? It's sort of like understanding rightful placement. So when I said understanding, it was just like this bliss just arrived. And at first it almost seems like a foreign material, like who is that? When I tune into it, it's actually myself. So we're going abroad to further engagement, to coming to understand who we are in our rightful placement. So we've been tied and tethered to past it's like entrapment, really, is what it feels like, where we're suffering, receiving this like false belief of separation. So always separate from what it is that we would like, good mood, finances, relationship, whatever it is. We always have this out picturing of that separation status. So as we move into our holy remembrance, we're coming upon ourselves. We're coming upon victory. Now this light is, how do I explain this? This light will show us the darkness. It will show us, I giggle having just traveled through some darkness. It will show us our false beliefs, not to cause us fear, not to cause us worry, but to extinguish. It's like when you're cleaning dishes, it's like, oh, I didn't realize there was that much caked on here. So as we allow our full engagement, there is enough light that comes in to do conquest. In other words, excuse me, we're traveling with it. So when we see the dust bunnies, when we see the shadow, we're all in the process of working out this shadow. We come upon our true unfoldment. We come upon our true unfoldment. And they're just showing me like a movie, like, and the envelope, please, and the envelope, please. So this is where these energies are going to provide soul satisfaction, eliminating the judgment, the fear, the downward cast. So we all have some lasting mirroring where we're still playing victim, where we're still playing, I'm lost. And so we're coming into rightful status as we will evolve, as we will proceed. So we're allowing all to ignite. In other words, whatever is presented, whatever lands in your lap, whatever is occurring, it's moving. It's on the move. The light is bringing us into our true revelation. And so this is where we have like the bridge. Remember, we're the bridge makers. We're here with mass consciousness, seemingly in the darkness, because we are the ones bringing forth the light. So we want to remember, each of us are solving a piece of the puzzle. And we're doing it with help. And so the help that is being exposed, the help that is being endorsed and transferred to our awareness, brings us the information, the awarenesses, the ahas, to spring us into heavenly bliss. And again, we're not leaving the earth, we're leaving our perception of what it is we experience, what it is we see, what it is we choose. So as we will receive this heavenly offering. So when we allow this, it's allowing it in all nooks and crannies. We think we just want an easy fix. But remember, we don't want just like the problem to be solved in the moment. We want whatever the symptom, whatever the causes that has manifested in a symptom, what we're doing is healing those causes. So whatever those underlying beliefs are, whatever the false agreement is, that's where the energies are going. So this isn't just like little tiny problems people generally are having. These are major things because, again, major healing, major transformation. So they're sharing this sort of like for us to understand. Sometimes it seems like things have gotten a little worse. Things are worsening. And it's because we're doing soul healing. We're not just manifesting a quick fix to the symptom. We're releasing the cause and tuning in with delight. So allow this energy to proceed. That means the energy goes with you wherever your next occurrence is. Whatever you now are going to focus on after group, tonight, tomorrow, these energies are transmuting fears and bringing you higher alertness, higher station. So you can have an aha experience like, oh my gosh, I just realized. Or you suddenly will see something a different way, or you suddenly understand, wait a minute, I'm coming in creating the problem. It's not there. I come in with an old injury that needs healing. I come in with a resentment. Whatever it may be. But we're having that heavenly support where we have full engagement. In other words, if we're totally tied with our ego, we're not going to see it. We're not going to look at it. We're not going to want to even have it be shown and revealed. But as we're tuning into our holy abundance, where there is no lack, where we're safe, where we're merging with our destiny, from this platform, as far as the eyes can see, whatever it is, let it be shown. Let it be healed. Let it be transmuted. Let it be upgraded to heavenly delight. So as we will receive this heavenly abundance, we're receiving it for all of the masses. In other words, remember, our life is not just about us in the individual status. There really is not individuated consciousness. The life we're living, we're doing for the benefit of all beings, of all sentient beings, of the Earth population, if you will. But of course, it's beyond Earth, because what we do for Earth is offered to the multiverse. So get into this understanding, they're saying, if you will, to claim your good fortune. We're going to be receiving help in terms of our personal timelines, but the ripple effect, you will want to feel this rippling effect where it goes out for all to receive. It's like we're coming up with the answers, and then that answer is, offered far and wide. So what we're doing, for heaven's sake, to bring heaven to earth in terms of awareness, consciousness, healing this plane, bringing it into ascended status. So the ascended status comes through our own involvement. It comes through what we bring forth in our destiny, in our everyday moment. Our relationships, our attitudes, our perceptions. We are the new earth. We are the ascended grace, as we will align and receive. So as we will receive, they're asking us to plug in. They're showing me like this huge extension cord. I mean, the part that you plug into the wall, whatever that's called, it's just ginormous. So the idea, of course, is with due emphasis. It's like a little story for me, so I can explain the power of it. The power of it. It's not the size you pick up at Walmart. The power of it, the grace that's unfolding. So as we will receive with due likeness. In other words, allow that receivership to match that offering as far as the eyes can see. Now I want to leave everybody with this. What I'm looking at is the oracle card that says suffering and silence. If anyone remembers that card, it's basically she's sitting there suffering, and she's sitting on a mountaintop all by her little lonesome, but she's looking at the horizon that has the sun, that has beauty. So the idea, suffering and silence, here we go, unnecessarily. Ego's favorite trick. So what they're showing me is like a secondary oracle card that is as far as the eyes can see. So instead of being trapped in loneliness and poverty, I'm all alone with my problems. As far as the eye can see, as far as I can see, I'm seeing with spiritual vision. I'm seeing with delight. I'm seeing with promotional wellness. All within our abundance, all within our rightful status. So allow that transmutation to promote. We're promoting it in terms of our new lifestyle. We're promoting it in terms of our agreement. So instead of seeing through the ego, seeing through Holy Spirit, through holy vision. Well, how do I do that? Willingness to receive the cause rather than they're wrong if they will just get out of my way. IRS, president, whoever it is that is a problem, that seems to be the problem. Remember, it's just a dream state of the belief in separation. So we are coming under rightful status where we are turning on the light from within, healing whatever is occurring in our personal endeavors using that role that we've been given to bring forth resurrected status. Seeing anew, seeing abundance, seeing truth, seeing light. Some of you are wondering, I think I'm seeing light. Yes, you are. I don't know who it is, but they're like, maybe it's cataract. You are seeing light. You are seeing light. You are seeing light. So sometimes we get like these visual light occurrences because it sort of helps us recognize what's occurring. So we get whatever we need to kind of come into agreement. Some of us have visions. Some of us don't need it. Someone's saying, how come I don't see that? You don't need it. You just come on board and you understand. And there's no error if you do. Whatever is for your best and highest good, that's how your higher self's going to proceed. Some hear songs. You suddenly hear a song. So as we allow ourselves to receive this light, we receive this holy engagement. And they're showing me the universe card. Coming, just imagine like an umbrella, almost like a white umbrella, like a covering for whatever we are experiencing, because we are the ones bringing forth new realization. We'll just take another moment. All right. All right. Well, Kelly, welcome from your new home. How wonderful.